From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at simplify.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
My next guest has such an interesting story. I know you've told it time and time again, but maybe not to my audience. So Adam Lucero, I'm so excited to have you here to talk about your backstory and your journey to launching Superhuman CEO, which, by the way, is the best name ever.
I appreciate it. I like the intro here. But yeah, no problem. We can get straight into the raw details of how I was stabbed in the throat in a movie theater. So let me rewind a bit, because I know you're probably thinking, what are you talking about? How did this happen? So essentially, I graduated college at San Luis Obispo, and I had accepted a sales job in Northern California. So 2 weeks before the job started, super last minute, I went up there to look for housing. And I'm staying at my aunt's place. Now, she tells me, Adam, you got to be out of the house for 8 hours. I have a bunch of clients coming in and out. And I was like, okay, well, I knew one person in the area. So I went and hung out with him for about 3-4 hours or so. Then he had to go. So I was like, I got to kill 4 hours. Don't know anyone in the area. Like, I'll just go watch a movie by myself. So I go buy my ticket, walk in. There's not many people in the theater because it's like a Wednesday, like 2 or 3 p.m. or something like that. So I sit in the fourth row from the back. The lights dim. Movie starts. It's pretty slow. First 5-10 minutes, nothing happens. But then all of a sudden, I feel a hard hit to my throat. And my initial reaction, I was like, whoa, this person hit me hard. So I stood up. I was like, dude, what the hell? And then I felt another punch to my arm and chest. So then I turn around and I push him. And as I push him, I feel a cut on my wrist and ear. And instantly it dawned on me. This guy stabbed me. Those were not punches.
Oh my gosh.
So I started yelling, I've been stabbed. I've been stabbed. The lights turn on. He starts running off and I'm gushing out blood rapidly. Like, this guy stabbed me in the throat, arm and chest with a chef knife. The ones that get bigger closer to the handle. So halfway through my throat, punctured my lung and went deep in my arm. And so I take off my shirt, wrap it around my neck and start holding the blood in. Then these two older women come running up and they're like, what should we do? So I tell them, just put pressure on my neck. And as they start doing that, I hear someone say, should we call 911? I'll lose it. Like, I had so much rage inside of me in this moment. As I was in there bleeding out, I literally yelled back to him, like, yeah, you should call 911. If you don't call them in this situation, when would you?
Wow.
And I just remember being so angry in that moment. I was like, can someone just freaking help me, right? So paramedics come 5 or 10 minutes later. They start asking me all these questions. What year is it? What's your mom's name? And I know they have some sort of reason for asking these questions, whether it's keeping me conscious, seeing if I'm aware of what's going on, whatever it is. My only emotion is like, can you guys get to know me later? Like, how about you guys just save my life? You know, like, there's more urgent things. You can go on a date later if that's you. But like, let's fix me up, right? And so they're like, all right, let's get him up on a stretcher. And so they move me from the floor / chair up to the stretcher. And I feel all my wounds worse than the initial stab me because I don't have the adrenaline in me anymore. And they had one person in the front right of the stretcher, one front left, one back right, one back left, one person holding me down. So the person in the front right steps over the row of chairs, and I feel all my wounds worse than the initial stabbing. Then the person in the front left would step over that same row of chairs. I felt like I got stabbed in all those places again. So for every row of chairs there was, I felt like I literally got stabbed in all those places like four times. And I remember just looking at the ceiling, trying not to scream my guts out. Like, it was the most excruciating pain I've ever endured and will ever endure, at least hopefully. Anyways, we finally make it down the stairs. We make it down to the ambulance and we get in there. And I remember thinking like, okay, the paramedics got me. I can start to relax. And as soon as I get that thought, I feel a cold rush through my entire body. And it was like nothing I've ever experienced before. And it dawned on me. I lost a lot of blood. I could die. And as soon as I got that thought, I see them come over with this oxygen mask. And I remember thinking like, okay, don't fall asleep. You're not supposed to fall asleep in this situation.
Boom.
I knocked out within like seconds. I wake up 7 days later from an induced coma and I'm living off tubes. If you unplug them, you unplug my life. Now, besides this, I couldn't speak. I had to write down things if I wanted to communicate to people. My legs forgot how to work. And I remember this just set like another rage inside of me because I used to be a Division I track athlete. But after 7 days of not using my legs, like my legs literally forgot how to work. All my muscle vanished. Like I used to be like 165 pounds, 6 feet tall, like 7% body fat, like pretty jacked. Now I'm like 132 pounds, like sticks and bones. And I can just feel my body is super malnourished. Like the only nutrients I'm getting are from tubes going up to my nose. And I just like felt like so completely weak, broken, pathetic. And so I was at this point where I was like, can I still hit my goals in life? Or is my potential destined to rot away with my ambitions?
Right.
So I was in this moment. I was like, I can quit, give up on my potential. But I didn't want my life to go down like that. So I started learning the secrets of evolution, biology, and psychology that would enable me to build myself up again. Started learning how to consistently do the things I knew I needed to do, like my speech therapy, normal therapy, eating the right foods, whatever it was. And just day by day, week by week, I kept getting stronger, faster. And within 1 year, I ran a 459 mile. I was putting up great weight in the gym. And I was in a pretty great place mentally. Fast forward about six more years, and now I help men kill procrastination and conquer life.
Wow. And where do we start? Yeah, I mean, first of all, that you had the presence of mind to realize in that moment that you had to take control. You didn't just go into shock and not do anything. Really took off your shirt, wrapped it around your neck, got people engaged. Did they ever catch the person?
Yeah, so he's actually in jail now. And they were actually, cops were looking for him when he attacked me because 2 days prior, he actually stabbed a homeless man 50 times while the guy was sleeping on the sidewalk.
My gosh.
So yeah, the guy, basically long story short is he stole two knives from Macy's. Luckily, he used one for the other guy, one for me. Like, but anyways, yeah, that guy obviously died. So he was trying to get me. And then fortunately, I survived. But basically, he was schizophrenic and in his own world. And I actually have no hard feelings for him because the thing is, we obviously had like this whole court procedure or whatever. We were in court and we couldn't move forward because he was literally insane.
Wow.
So he was working with psychiatrists and whoever else it may be to help him regain consciousness. And when he did, and he found out what he did, he pled guilty because he felt terrible. So it just goes to show, like, again, he was battling his own demons. He was in his own world, not mentally healthy, mentally sick, I should say. And it's like, who's to say if I was in his situation where I was homeless, didn't have the right foods to eat, the right nutrition, the right water, like, who's to say I wouldn't be in that situation? So, like, I have no hard feelings for him. And I hope that, like, because I think he does get released eventually. I hope that he has a good rest of his life. And, like, the other thing is, like, I just realized, like, holding on to this anger and resentment, it's not serving me. It's like, I can't change what happened, but all I can do is choose how I'm going to move forward, how I'm going to respond to what happened to me.
Yeah.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
And your family, were they able to contact your family,
Yeah, it was definitely pretty crazy. Well, first of all, they like contacted, I think, I don't know who they called first, but they definitely called someone in my family. And then my family called my girlfriend at the time, I should say. And some people were shocked. Like my girlfriend was like, no, like, I don't understand. I just spoke to him like an hour and a half ago, like just in complete shock. But it was nice because I have three older brothers, a mom and a dad, and everyone actually came up there to the hospital, got an Airbnb, and was there for me the entire time, not only during the ICU, but also like the recovery process. Because like, even when I got released from the hospital, it was like, I was as weak and broken as you could possibly get. Like, I remember getting up to go to the bathroom wasn't like a simple task. It was like, oh my God, I got to get up and use the bathroom right now. Like this, it felt like I was running a marathon, you know, like it felt like impossible, a huge feat. And in fact, like I remember when I was able to eat normal foods again, it wasn't even like normal. We had to make everything like baby food texture, whether it was water, like literally my water, you could flip in a cup and it wouldn't even come out. It was like almost like jello, like stuck. The same with my foods. And so I would literally get so tired from eating that I would have to nap in my plate, wake up to finish eating a meal. So just energy depleted, confidence vanished, motivation gone. So I was just in this state where it was like really brutal, but like my family was there to help drive me to appointments, to help prepare the food and really help nurse me back to a functional human being again. Right. So without that support system, like it would have been brutal.
Yeah, I'm sure. And at that point, then you decided to make sure that you could come back and be the person you had been before and actually achieve even more than what you probably had wanted to achieve as the person before.
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly. I mean, I've always been pretty ambitious. I wouldn't go as far to say like achieve more than before, but like definitely get myself back to that like killer state that I was in. And then obviously grow more as a person for sure. But
so did you go into that job that you were moving up for, or did
you? Yeah, and so they were great. So first of all, they are going to hold the job for you. They also helped pay for like medical bills and GoFundMe. And then when I got the job, like crushing it. And so like, basically, I was working there for like a month, month and a half, and the higher ups in the company were like, look, we want to get you on track for a promotion, which usually takes about like a year and a half to 2 years to get. And so that job, I would be making multi-six figures. And so like, it was going great. Like I was only working 30 hours a week, didn't have a manager, on track for a huge promotion. They're a great company. But like, the thing was, I can't work for someone else. I know other people say that, but it's like, no, like looking back in my entire life, I've never worked for someone else for more than 2.5 months. Like I just cannot do it. And the same thing happened there. I was like, I'm working 30 hours a week on track to make really good money, like in my early 20s. Like, but still, I just found myself going into the office and like dreading life. And it just didn't feel right. I was like, I can't do this. And so I actually ended up quitting that job and helping my brother grow his marketing business at the time. Did that for about like a year. He got some good marketing skills. And then eventually I was like, hey, I know the plan was to help grow your business, but like, I kind of want to start my own. And so that's kind of where my whole business started up, making courses again, really just with total human optimization, helping people achieve more.
Yeah. Well, and you did specifically say that you usually help men. Do you also have women who come in and take your courses?
Yeah, so definitely like not totally exclusive. It's just three things. The first is I'm very direct. So like often therapy, sometimes women would just don't like that directness. It's like, I'm going to call you out. Like, I'm not here to be your best friend. I'm here to help you get results and like take it or leave it. I'm telling you what you can do to get yourself there. But if it's too direct, like I just noticed that some women don't vibe with it as much. Yeah. And then two is I run ads. So I'm like, I target mainly men, but if women come to my profiles and then book calls organic, then I'm like, sure, I'll help you too. Like, I'm not like, no woman, but like, yeah, definitely. My level of communication is more geared towards men.
Yeah, well, it's good to know what your strengths are and that you have a customer persona, an avatar, you know, and I think that's when you are able to niche down that way, you'll attract other people just organically, like you said, and they might be the right people or they might not. But I would love to hear more about how you created this process and your first course and why you said, because I'm with you. I've worked for other people. I've done the back and forth of like, oh, I'm going to go get a really good six-figure job. Okay, now, no, I need to go do my own thing. Back and forth. And I think when you have that mentality, it's just, it's never going to work. You're never going to be satisfied helping somebody else make the money that you know you could make yourself. If you give yourself that space and creativity and time to be disciplined about your own pursuits.
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest thing is like the commitment to it, because it's like first 4 years I didn't make money. I was living in my brother's garage. There's literally rats running around in there. I wasn't able to afford food, and I was working 12 hours a day for years. Like, my friends were out partying, having a blast, and there I was living in a garage, unable to afford food without going into debt, you know. And most people would kind of quit during that time, and like obviously I had moments where I was like wanted to, but I was like, I'm gonna sit here until I figure this out. Then yeah, like just now starting to get to the point where things are starting to scale and finally all click together and stuff. So, but yeah, I'd say like, again, the first few years, like it was tough because I didn't know what exactly I wanted to have a course on. I knew I wanted to help people, but also it's kind of like at the same time, you're like, okay, wanting to help people and then knowing the specific result you're going to help deliver is the two different things.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a lot of pivoting and trying different things. I was doing fitness and nutrition for a while, but then I was like, I started to realize, I was like, I can give people the exact blueprint to boost their energies, to get them the physique that they feel comfortable in, to get them to think more clearly so they're more productive. But I was like, if they don't have the right mindset to actually execute on that information, it's rendered useless. So it was like kind of frustrating. I was like, I can help you guys change your lives, but then they wouldn't help themselves. And so I was like, okay, well, then I started putting more mindset module stuff into my courses. And then I realized a lot of people really like that and were more excited on that. And then so just over the years, I've kind of pivoted to being more about mindset, productivity, becoming the person you have the potential to be.
Yeah. And I'm asking these questions because I share a lot of this journey in different ways. And I think it's so important for people to hear. You can leave a really, really great job where you're making six figures and you're balling and you can do anything you want. You don't feel happy and satisfied. And you know there's something else that you're supposed to be doing. There's something greater that you're here for. And that is what you did. And you went from that amazing life to having to basically restart. You said living in your brother's garage, not having a lot of money, having to make that sacrifice because you knew that there was something there.
Yeah, 100%. That's the thing. It's like, hey, you can make decent money, but it's like, if you don't enjoy your life, what good is that money going to do you, you know? And then it's like, at the end of your life, that money's just going to go to someone else or whatever. It's like, do you want to live the vast majority of your life being unfulfilled and having lots of money? Like, if that's your path, then like, I guess do you, you know? But I just figured that wasn't the path for me.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's part of why my show is called Your Brand Amplified. It's not just about your business, but it's about you because you are your business, right? And the way I teach branding to my grad school students is you have to know who you are as a brand, as a person, what your values are, what your purpose is, because that needs to go through everything else. Or you will come to that point like you and I, where you're like, oh, wait, I'm not happy here. I have to walk away so I can do this other thing.
100%.
So what kind of people do you usually work with? Are they people who are kind of mid-level, trying to figure out their next step, people who are just starting out, kind of to the run the
gamut?
It's
a pretty wide range. I would say it's everywhere from like, a lot of them are aspiring entrepreneurs where they're like trying to get their side hustle going, but they just fail to consistently do the things they know they need to do. They tend to let their emotions kind of dictate their actions, et cetera. But then on the other side, we've had entrepreneurs that are already doing 30K, 40K, 50K, usually not too much above that 50K a month mark. Again, that's months. So
yes,
just because usually entrepreneurs that are at like the seven-figure level already have like their productivity dialed in. So it seems to be from like aspiring entrepreneurs up to like 500K a year entrepreneurs that are just like, if I could just get out of my own way, I'd be making millions of dollars. I'm like, yeah, love that. Let's do this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Yeah, I've also kind of recently gone down this journey again, because I think that's another thing about entrepreneurship is you keep learning lessons and you're not falling down, right? You're learning a lesson to move up to the next level. Because I've gotten into podcasting full time and teaching. And I realized by being more disciplined and putting more intention behind it and having the time to really do it right versus being scattered and doing 5 million different things.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal.
Oh, gosh. That's been such a game changer. I mean, quickly. The results have changed immediately. And I'm sure that's part of what you see with your clients, too. They have these moments where they're like, wow, I wish I'd done this 2 years ago or 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like to what you're saying. It's like it's all about focus and attention. You always go to where your attention is. And if you're fixated on 4 different projects, it's like, I already know. Like I've had clients come in that they're like, oh, I got this project, this business, and this business. And I'm like, doesn't matter if I get you to the point where you're consistently taking action. It's easy. It's effortless. And you're like a high performer. If you're working all three of those, you're still going to fail in all three, you know? Because the thing is like once you get hyper focused on one idea and you're committed to that, your mind's going to have a lot more creativity. Like you'll just be working and ideas will kind of pop up. But if you're thinking from one business and then you're switching to another, the creativity, the flow state isn't there. And so let alone just the time to actually put in the work that needs to be done isn't there as well. So it's like, you definitely just got to get hyper-focused on one thing, relentlessly committed to it. And if an action doesn't serve that mission, that goal, that commitment, then you do not do it. That's ultimately what it comes down to.
Yeah. I was having 2 recent conversations. One was about, they use their term entrepreneurial ADD, because yes, a lot of us do have that. But also we have these ideas, and if something isn't moving on one of them, we'll move to another one, which means we're not giving the first one enough time to germinate.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. It's like the same problems that you have with that, you're going to have other sets of problems when you pursue this other idea, right? It's like you just got to overcome the issue at hand. And it is tricky because it's like, especially in the early stage of entrepreneurship, a lot of times it is lots of pivoting and stuff. So it's hard to like really differentiate. It's like, is this the time I really should be pivoting, or is this something I should overcome first and then determine if it's worth pivoting at that point, right? Mm-hmm.
So how do you get to that point? Because you had to get to that point, obviously, in your journey to figure out what you were going to sell exactly what your business was going to be?
And for me, I guess it kind of varies from person to person. I mean, ultimately, I think the best answer is going to be intuition, but oftentimes people are really not connected to their intuition at all. And then they're like more in their head because it's either intuition or heavy mind activity.
Yeah.
And so like for me, I just know that like when I'm in a state where I have very low mind activity or more present, as some people would put it, higher level of presence, I can just tell by like I'll be thinking about something and there's like a feeling. I'm like, this feels right or it doesn't. And so that's kind of how I do it. Mm-hmm. And again, sometimes I use meditation. Sometimes I go for like a walk to clear my mind, or sometimes I'll even pop like a little edible and it helps me get to a state where it's lower mind activity. But ultimately, I feel like that's what it is for me, is just getting myself to a state where I have less mind activity, I'm more present. And then I just start thinking about my business, the different directions, I'm writing it all out. And then I'm like, oh, this path feels way more aligned with what I want to accomplish. It feels right. But again, that's not like a bulletproof answer because, again, most people aren't aware enough or don't have a higher level of presence, or they'll think it's their intuition when in reality, it's their mind that's telling them these ideas and it steers them off to like a wrong path.
Okay.
And so a lot of the work that we do with our clients is really just getting them to get to a state of no mind activity, higher level of presence. And so that's actually part of our process, is like we really get you to realize how destructive your thinking mind is, how it's causing you to self-sabotage a lot of the times, how you are not your thoughts. And then through that process, they tend to get more ideas on what they want to accomplish in their life. Because that's the other thing, is like, we're not just helping you become a high performing beast. Like, we're here to help you get clarity on what you want to accomplish in your life, create structure in your day to ensure that you get there as quickly as possible. And then, yeah, help you become the top 1% performer in the world. Because when you have those three things, it's literally just a matter of time of when you'll achieve your goals.
Yeah. I love this because this is exactly the journey I'm on right now. And using those things and thinking about having an hour where I just sit and meditate and think and like look at my vision, you know, and do things align with my vision and where I want to go, or do they not? And that's, that makes an easier yes or no to things that appear in front of us, right? Because I think that something else is going to always appear and be like that shiny little, like,
oh, 100%.
Make a lot of money over here.
You can do doing this like, new strategy or tactic. Yep.
Yeah. Or even like you could have stayed in fitness, nutrition. Obviously, you have that background, but you realize, no, there's another component that is going to be the driver that's going to make the difference.
100%. Sometimes it's like you just have to go down that wrong path for a while. And it's like, I did the same exact thing. I spent like pretty hefty chunk, like multi-five-figure investment to like really dial in like a funnel to land fitness and nutrition clients and stuff. And after I did that for about 6 months and really started to dial in the process, I was like, I don't like this. I was like, dang it. And so started to do a pivot there. And so a lot of the times it's like you don't have that clarity unless you're taking action to get that feedback. And so that's the other aspect, I guess, I'm trying to say is like, you got to take action, then you'll figure it out eventually, right?
So when you work with clients, are you working one-on-one? Are you selling online courses? Do you have mastermind groups? Is it a mix of all of those?
Yeah. So I have different tiers because like I personally like working one-on-one with clients. But again, my prices for that are pretty expensive. So again, it's usually only the entrepreneurs doing like 10, 20, 30K a month marks that can like really afford those levels. But yeah, so essentially we have like our core offer and product, which is like the course version. Again, we kind of like pair people with accountability partners, but like that in itself is super awesome. So that's where the vast majority of people sign up for. And then if they want to go up a tier, we can do like more group coaching, or I'll coach you one-on-one for 30 days. And then my highest tier is like one-on-one for 3 months. So daily accountability, weekly one-on-one calls, unlimited text, voice memo support. And then, yeah, so just different tiers based upon like how much accountability and support they want, as well as like how much they can actually afford, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And what kind of results have you seen clients get, if you don't mind sharing a few?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, one of our better case studies is for sure a guy named Ben. So he was at this point, he was running his business a year or 2 years, somewhere in that territory, and was doing pretty well. But he was so frustrated because he knew there were all these different activities he should be doing to grow his business, building out SOPs, hiring a team, and doing more product market research because he ran an Amazon business. And so he was literally like procrastinating on these activities for 9 months and got to the point where it was like, he was just felt passionless in the work anymore. To the point he's like, I'm going to sell this. Like, I'm not enjoying it. I can't, I'm not doing the work. Like, he was just really stressed, overwhelmed, and lost passion and excitement in his work. Now we started working together, and within 4 weeks, he just found himself saying things like, I just had a bunch of motivation to do the boring but necessary stuff, things he used to procrastinate on for literally months. And then he started doing his product market research 4 hours every single day, first thing every single day. And then he got to a point where he's like, if I tell myself I'm going to do something, I know it's going to get done. I feel like I have a superpower. And when he got to this point, like, there was just this shift inside of him. I could tell you so much more confident because he knew he was going to run a 7 or 8 figure business because of how he's performing. It doesn't matter how much time restrictions he has or how tired he feels in a day. He is going to execute and do whatever needs to be done in his business. And so the result is in the next 12 months, he did 1.6 million. Wow. And I think in the last 12 months now, I think he's probably closer to like 2.4 million.
Nice.
Yeah, he's making like, I think around like 3 to 4K a month in profits from it. And then his whole plan is to sell his Amazon business for 15 million. So like, give him a few more years and he'll be there.
Yeah.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah. Yeah, that is truly amazing. And do you have, is it all with financial success or do you have clients?
No, so I mean, like, again, the biggest thing is like, the financial success is ultimately like a byproduct of becoming the man that can achieve those goals. It's like your business and life is a reflection of you. Right. And so the biggest thing I always see with my clients is, again, just the confidence in themselves. Like a lot of them, they'll tell me, like, Adam, I feel unstoppable. It doesn't matter what life throws at me, I will overcome that freaking obstacle because of how I'm performing. They don't have any fear. They don't have any self-doubt. It's literally just unstoppable self-confidence. They feel like they're like a Terminator almost, like just a machine that simply execute. And so like the biggest, most rewarding aspect is when they send me messages, they're like, Ben, for example, is like, dude, I was so close to quitting my business, didn't really enjoy my life as much as they used to. He's like, now he's like, I feel like I'm just conquering life on feeling top of the world all the time. So like the biggest thing in my eyes is the internal transformation. But again, once they become that person that can achieve their goals, then it's like all the results in their life follow that essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. That's wonderful. And what about your own life now? So obviously it's changed. You're not living in a garage, trying to make ends meet anymore. You found success. You found your niche.
Yes. I mean, it's going pretty good. I'm still in kind of like a pretty big work phase. My goal is to eventually be at an 8-figure business with only working 20 hours or less a week and being able to travel more. But both me and my girlfriend, our businesses are pretty busy right now. So we're both just kind of like in hustle mode. I'm just trying to make things a little bit more profitable, dial in the funnel, and then scale it up a little bit more.
Yeah. What is one piece of advice you'd give for somebody who's looking at, who realizes they need to change their mindset? Maybe they're not quite ready to work with somebody or to do an online course, but they know they need to make a change.
Yeah, I guess my biggest piece of advice would be, again, to do exactly what you said not to do, but it's like, find someone that inspires you. Find someone, it's like, even if you don't have the money to invest, it's like, everyone has this free content out there. Go find some that actually give you the impact that you need. Because lots of times it's more of like a perspective shift that's actually going to get you to change your actions in your behaviors. And so I know you said without doing this stuff, but I'm always like, you should go do that. Like, point my camera over here. I have like 60 books that I've been reading on optimizing myself, on motivation, productivity. So it's like, if you don't want to do a course, it's like, go invest into books or go listen to people's podcasts. And like, there are so many people out there that have really valuable information that gives people the change that the motivation to actually change their actions in their life. I would say just keep searching until you find someone that resonates with you. And actually, when I say resonates with you, it means it actually changes your perspective to the point where you're changing your actions and you're changing your life. But then also the other aspect of it is like, a lot of people kind of trick themselves like, oh, I just listened to 3 podcasts. Like, I'm being super productive. But it's like, again, if it doesn't change your actions, that time is rendered useless and you shouldn't be listening to it. And so the main thing is like, I would just say, I guess, focus on like starting your day off in the right sense. And so one of the things that we have our clients do is when you wake up, instantly get out of bed. Do not look at your phone and just put on your shoes and go for a 10-minute run, because how you start the day sets your tone for the entire freaking day.
Yeah.
I kid you not. We've literally, it's like, at least a lot of people that I work with, they get in this vicious cycle where they declare they're going to change their actions in life. They say things like, I'm going to work out, eat healthy, or hammer out my to-do list. And they crush it for a few days. They're feeling fantastic about themselves, on top of the world. But then one day they feel tired, lazy or unmotivated. So they tell themselves, oh, I've been doing a fantastic job. I deserve one day off. And as soon as they let that one slip up happen, they completely derail back into their self-sabotaging patterns again. It's the same thing with the morning. If you sit in bed for an extra 10, 15 minutes because you're feeling a little sluggish and lazy, the rest of your day is in this low mentality where you're caving into your emotions. But if you get up and you tackle out the hardest task first, you come back and you're on this high. You're like, first of all, you feel motivated, you feel proud of yourself, and you want to go crush the day. And so I kind of like learned this because I actually, in college, I started a moving business just because I saw like someone else had a moving business and they were a terrible job. There's literally, I knew nothing about moving, but I just saw they were running a business and they were terrible at running a business, like not even responding to people that like booked appointments with them and stuff like that. I was like, if this guy can make money, like I'll learn how to do this and make more money. So anyways, what happened was we had this job once. And there was this massive piano. And I was like, the whole time, I was like, this thing is going to freaking suck. And so I was like, oh, let's start off with these other things, the other stuff first. And by the end of the job, we were left with just this massive piano. But now we were, first of all, tired because we had moved all this other stuff. And the second thing was the entire 3-hour job, the whole time I was just dreading this piano. Now, by the time we got to the piano, we were tired and to the point where we almost damaged it, like, and that would have been a very costly mistake. But then it dawned on me, I was like, the whole time I just dreaded, I had anxiety because I was putting this thing off that was the most difficult thing. So I was like, the next job where there was a piano, we hammered it out first and started doing the next hardest task, next hardest task, next hardest task. And I just noticed that the entire journey, first of all, was much more pleasant. I felt better about myself. And my mental state was in a completely more productive place. And so now I kind of use this morning routine to the same degree. Whoa. So I've literally had students literally just do this and like, they're, dude, I can't believe how much more productive I am. So it's like, again, action's kind of the cure to everything. So I always say, just do that morning routine. If you're in a place where you want to improve yourself, but struggling to actually get that change, and you're going to notice a pretty big change.
Yeah.
The other thing is like a good night routine. The other thing is like, most people, they wake up tired, lazy, unmotivated, confusing emotions, and they make poor decisions they later regret, like not going to the gym or whatever it may be, because they're in this bad mental state. They lack clarity. So it's like, dude, just have a good night routine and actually get good sleep. It's like the number one thing you can do to improve your life. You know, like there's nothing more effective. Like,
exactly.
Think back to the last day where you woke up full of energy. You were motivated versus those days you wake up tired. Like, it's literally night and day in terms of your productivity, how you feel about yourself at the end of the day. So it's like so simple things, but like just do those simple things, right?
It is. And it's hard sometimes to get yourself over the hump, but I found that when I started, I was like, I'm just going to focus on my sleep right now. Mm-hmm. Right. So I did that. And that was amazing. And then I'm like, I'm just going to focus on that. I'm going to add this little thing in. Then I'm going to start working out more again. And then I'm going to stop drinking alcohol or whatever it is. Like all these little things, and they add up. So much more. So you just have to start with one.
Yeah, and eventually you get to the point where it's like that moment, that like force that was holding you down, causing you to self-sabotage, is like pulling you up in a sense where you're like, again, like Ben is a perfect example. He's like, I just find myself doing things I normally wouldn't do, you know? It's like, you literally do get to that point. I know it might not feel like you get to that point when you're so stuck in that vicious cycle of like self-sabotage, procrastination, but like, to your point, you just got to get 1% better every single day. And it's like, in 1 year, it's like, that 1% compounds and compounds and compounds, and you're a completely different person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've made me all motivated. I've been really motivated and on this path, and you just made me that much more motivated to continue. So
nice.
I really appreciate you coming on and sharing what could have been a life-changing situation in a totally negative way, right? You could have gone down a completely different path, but instead you turned this random situation into a really beautiful journey. And an inspiration to so many people.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you for having me on.
Of course. I always want to ask, of course, my last few questions. What's the best way for people to find out more, to learn the Superhuman CEO way?
Yeah. So two different things. You could go to superhumanceo.com. That's probably the best way to go about it. You can kind of see our programs, what we have to offer. Second thing is you could go to my Instagram, which is Adam Lucero, L-U-C-E-R-O. One, just the number one. So Adam Lucero, one.
All right. And Adam, do you have a favorite quote, mantra, some words of wisdom that you want to leave us with?
You create your habits, then your habits create your life.
Ooh, that's a great one. Awesome. And on that, thank you so much for joining us. And I know that I was inspired. I know everybody who's watching or listening is also as inspired. And thank you for being here with us, Adam. Thank you to the audience for coming back for another episode. I'll be back again tomorrow with another amazing expert to share their wisdom.
See you guys then.
Want more? Check out amplifywithannika.com or follow me on socials at amplifywithannika.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplified.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.